Hello, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan, where we revisit my old WGN segment called The Frying Pan from Justin Kaufman's The Download. It all gets easier from here, folks. What I do is I pitch terrible, terrible inventions to a bunch of unsuspecting radio listeners, and every week they call in to tell me what an idiot I am. This week's invention is called the Snap Cap. It solves the age-old problem of having to decide, you know, you got to buy one hat where the brim's in the front, then another hat where the brim's in the back or on the side. This way you can do it all with just one hat. Enjoy.
I looked in a frying pan, I sang a song.
Oh, you gotta love that. When you hear that sound, you know what time it is. It's Friday night at 10 o'clock, 312-981-7200, because it's time to put Shark Tank's Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He's presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business ideas so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome to the frying pan.
Hey, thanks, Justin.
Good to hear you, buddy. How you been?
I've been doing okay. You know, I actually spoke to a couple classrooms of fifth graders today to inspire them with my innovation entrepreneurship. So we'll have a lot of excellent young leaders coming up in the world.
Wow. So you, okay. That's good that you got that opportunity. That's,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Okay. Well, you know what? Let's get to it. This week, obviously last week, the Star Wars electric banana peeler didn't go so well.
Right.
I've heard a lot of people.
I think, you know, people weren't even listening to what the product did. They were so hung up by the Star Wars tie-in that I think, you know, that one deserves a second chance. But I'm ready to move on to a new product.
It's surprising to me because this week, throughout the week, there have been a lot of people continuing to text their disdain for that product.
Really?
Yeah, like it's usually just for Friday night, but I would be like Tuesday and I'd be doing something completely different. And they're like, hey, tell Steve Gadlin that idea is terrible. So just letting you know that obviously resonated. I mean, sometimes, you know, you know, at least you're getting their attention. That's good. All right.
Well, no publicity is bad publicity, as they say.
That's what they do say, sort of. Okay, so let's go. Steve Gadlin, what's your idea for this week's frying pan?
Yeah, you'll have to pardon me if I seem a little overconfident tonight, but I've got a winner. So, kids these days, am I right? They love to wear their hats in all different directions, and you never know, you know, based on the day of the week, which way the kids will be wearing their caps. Sometimes they wear the bill in the front, sometimes it's on the back, sometimes to the left, and sometimes to the right. So, I've created an invention, so you don't need four different caps. It's called the Snap Cap. Now, the Snap Cap is a round skull cap with snaps around it, and it comes with four different bills. So if you want to wear the bill in the front of the cap, you snap on the front bill. If you want to wear the bill in the back, you snap on the back bill or one of the side bills if you want your hat tilted to the side. So it's the single cap that serves all purposes. You know, the styles can change day by day. With the Snap Cap, you can even change it throughout the day. It comes with a carrying case, so you can carry the bills you're not using with you in case you need to change your fashion sometime during the day.
All right, Snap Cap. You know what? I like it. There's
Thanks.
A couple questions, but like I usually will defer to the Download Nation, 312-981-7200. What do we think, Download? We think yay or nay on Snap Cap, a cap that has removable bills, so it can fit any of your cap fashion needs.
Yeah, in any configuration. It doesn't have to be just one bill. You could walk around with looking like Sherlock Holmes by snapping on two bills if you're going to a costume party. And, of course, you can brand the center part with a sports team or a video game or something like that, whatever kids are putting on caps these days. Mm-hmm. And as a parent of kids, it allows you to just buy one cap for them and know that they won't be ridiculed at school because they'll be able to fit whatever the fashion happens to be that week.
Right. Well, I don't know how anyone would have a problem with this one. But let's take a quick break. We'll line up the phone calls. The texts are already coming in. There's people on the line. 312-981-7200. What do we think of SnapCap? That's Steve Gadlin's latest idea for the frying pan. Stay with us.
I looked in the frying pan. I sing a song.
It's the frying pan here on WGN Radio. It's Friday night at 10. So that means innovator, entrepreneur, and inventor Steve Gadlin joins us. He was the man behind iwantadrawcatforyou.com. He won on Shark Tank. He now has a development deal with Mark Cuban. So before he brings his ideas to Mark, he brings them here to the download to workshop. Tonight's idea, SnapCap. Steve.
Yeah, so the SnapCap is a baseball cap, but unlike a normal cap, it only lets you wear it in one configuration. This comes with four bills that are removable, so you can snap on whichever bill you want to use. And I think for parents, this type of thing is a great idea because your kids are in a minefield called school where one thing's popular one day and then not popular the next day. So SnapCap with its handy carrying case allows your kid to change their cap configuration based on the style of the day. Maybe that's bill forward, bill backward, bill to the one of the sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Diane, yay or nay to SnapCap?
Yeah, I don't get it. Because if you're doing different teams, you obviously need different colors. If you're doing it just for the side, front, back, side, why don't you just take your good old hand and turn it around?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Manually, it seems like, right, Diane, I agree with you on this one. Manually, seemed by using your hand, you can adjust which way the hat is.
Well, you know, I guess the more I think about it, I suppose that is one way to change the configuration of your hat. But why lock yourself into that sort of manual? It just seems better to me to have a hat that's a little more flexible than that, mm-hmm. where you could change it from front to back to side by snapping on the bill. Plus, if you want to put on two or three or wear all four bills, that's an option that you don't have.
Oh, yeah, you can do multiple bills.
If you're
right.
if you're just manually, right. And we don't know where style's going to go.
630 says, I like it, depending on price point.
That's great. So we are probably thinking about $35 for the starter kit, which comes with just the skull cap without the bills, and then $15 per bill. But now you can mix and match and get bills of different colors with different branding on them.
Right.
So really, we're not thinking people will stop at four bills. Some people might buy 20 bills so they can, you know, again, mix and match. And, you know, and it comes with a carrying case. That part's for free with the skull cap.
He also has a question. Can you put different team logos and that sort of thing on the cap?
Well, you can purchase, you know, most caps, if you look at them, have the team logo on the part that goes over your head, not on the bill. So you can probably purchase multiple skull caps with different team logos on them.
Okay, well, there you go. So you can do that.
Yeah. You know, we're thinking people are going to see this as an investment. It's a system, you know, like a workout system. You invest in the product and the system, and then for life, you'll have interchangeable caps and bills.
Okay. Let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on the download. Yay or nay to SnapCap?
Yeah, it's a nay. Mm.
Why?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm like the last caller. You can move it. You can move a hat. You for $35, you can buy four caps. And what are the snaps going to look like? Are they, you know, can you see them on the hat portion?
Yeah, great question. Thanks, Dan.
Well, they're snaps. You know, so yeah, you can see them. They're little tabs, little fabric tabs that will go over the snaps.
Okay, so but they're visible.
Well, it depends. I mean, not everyone's going to stick their face up in your cap.
Right.
Okay. Maybe I'm not explaining it right. It's a skull cap with snaps lining the perimeter, and then you can wear the bill of the cap in any configuration you want.
I think we get it. I think they get it. Okay. Let's see here. Let me get something here.
The way hats are now, you have to buy a front-facing cap, or some kids buy backwards caps, or side-to-side caps. This allows you to buy one cap, and then with several bills, you know, change that configuration on the fly if the style happens to change.
262 says,
or if your personal taste changes.
Yeah, 262 says, yes, I love it. That way the logo will always be facing forward.
Exactly. See? This person understands.
There you go.
That's something, you know, that is an idea I had, but something I forgot to say, is that because of this, the logo always faces front, no matter where you put the bill.
312-981-7200. Snapcap is the idea tonight from Steve Gadlin. While we're waiting for the calls, Pete's talking to some people on the line. A basic question, I think one that's probably generic for 847. How did this guy get in front of Mark Cuban to begin with?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So there's a television show called Shark Tank, and I applied to be on the show with my very innovative stick figure cat drawing company, and they put me on the show. So by nature of being on the show, I got in front of him, and he was very impressed with my pitch.
Man, that was what it would, yeah. Okay. Okay, so 312 says, loves it. Is it only a cap? Can it do things on the internet?
Well, it does have Bluetooth compatibility with your phone so that you can browse other compatible bills and caps. You know, Justin, I have to say, your tone is pretty skeptical tonight, but I'm hearing a lot of yays come through on these texts.
I'm sorry.
So,
you know what, I'm trying to deal with that because I know that I can sometimes I don't even know I'm being skeptical and I apologize. So thank you for calling that out.
No,
it's probably
it's
a blood sugar thing more than anything.
It's not offensive to me. I'm just mentioning it.
Well, thanks. 630 says I can see this product being a hit with the same people that have multiple Fitbit bands. So maybe there's something in there.
Since it's Bluetooth compatible, it will work with your Fitbit too.
Okay. Well, a lot going on here. I'm interested if I so you said the price point is 35 and then 15 a bill.
Yeah, so 35 for the plain skull cap with all the snaps already installed, and that comes with a carrying case for all the bills you might purchase, and then $15 per bill. And when you think about it, you know, an official ball cap is usually about $75-$80. So this pretty much pays for itself after two or three wearings.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's $75, $80.
I'm talking official, you know, licensed, like the hats that the Cubs or the Sox actually wear.
Yeah.
Autographed.
724 says, Steve is a genius.
Thank you.
I usually go to sleep, so I've never really heard Frying Pan. Steve, here's an idea. Cat PJs.
Oh, yeah, the cat's pajamas. I've heard that idea. That's an idea that I've had.
Oh, okay. Okay. There's a lot of comments here, and I'm trying to – it's funny because I'm trying to keep them because there's some really colorful good stuff here. I think people are starting to get the idea that I read those at the end, so it's hard for me because I don't want to waste such good stuff. People are really, doing justice here.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Well, the first half of the Frying Pan is over, and it seems like there have been some yays and a couple of nays. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got an opportunity here, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting – I might call Mark tonight.
I mean, right now it seemed very positive, and here comes some more phone calls. So what we'll do is we'll take a break. We'll get Rob Martier's news. And then we will definitely see what these people have to say because it really – we're kind of at 50-50. Steve Gadlin's idea tonight, SnapCap, not so bad. Stay with us. All right. Coming up here, we will have the second half of the Frying Pan tonight, 312-981-7200. Rob Martier, what do you think of SnapCap?
I don't know. You know, I'm kind of, like, right now I'm kind of lukewarm on the idea. I'm not going to dismiss it. I think I would have to see kind of the actual product.
Like maybe if you got a cool model that showed it in different forms.
I'd wear it. I'd give it a test. I'd walk up and down Michigan Avenue with it, see what kind of response I'd get.
There we go. All right, we'll see. Well, we'll see if the phone lines are here and the texts are coming in. We'll see if Steve has a fighting chance in the second half of tonight's Frying Pan. The idea is snap cap, a skull cap with snaps, and you can apply a bill to it to position your cap one way or the other, whichever way you think you want it for the fashion of the day.
I looked in a frying pan, I sing a song.
It's Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Exciting here because it's time for the Frying Pan. It's Friday night at 10 o'clock, so that means that Steve Gadlin, the entrepreneur, the innovator, the inventor, Steve Gadlin, is in studio. I want to draw a cat for you.com. One on Shark Tank. He's got a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to workshop on the Download and the Frying Pan. Tonight's idea, Snap Cap, Steve Gadlin.
Yeah, so the snap cap is, you know, a lot of people these days have to buy four different hats because they don't know from one day to the next what's in fashion. A cap with the bill in front, to the side, to the back, or to the other side. So the snap cap is a system that allows you to buy one skull cap and several bills, and there are snaps around the edges so that you can wear that bill in any configuration you want. Mm-hmm. And hey, if you want to go crazy, you can wear several bills at once.
All right. Well, like we said at the right before the news, we said heading into the home stretch here in the Frying Pan, it was pretty close. It was like,
well, I'd say it was overwhelmingly positive.
No. Most of the calls were nay, and there were some yays with some exceptions. But it was closer than usual. So if you have a strong second half of the Frying Pan tonight for SnapCap, we might have a winner. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bob. Bob, yay or nay on SnapCap?
Well, you know, before I put my idea out on the 50,000-watt blowtorch, I want to say that it was Steve that inspired me to this revolutionary idea that is going to change the face of the fashion world. And Steve, if you don't do it, I'm going to be teaming up with your buddy, and we're going to be taking over. Hmm. But Velcro, see, I like your idea, but we're limited to four positions. But with Velcro, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
And you don't just have to have four. You could have as many as you could stick on there. And in virtually any position. Plus, you know, the snaps, they rust and things like that. Velcro, that's the way to go. What do you think?
Here's the thing. Part of wearing a hat.
Don't be jealous. Don't be a hater.
Well, it's making a fashion statement, and part of that fashion statement is auditory. So Velcro makes a sound that is these days, especially by kids, seen as cliche and almost embarrassing. Where a snap, when you pop that bill on and off, you get that real nice, quick snap sound. Velcro.
That's kind of upsetting. Velcro has a lovely, smooth pulling sound. When you think about it.
Well, I'll say, too, that Velcro is an idea that I already had and is something we have in development, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you had my idea? Come on now, Steve.
Yeah.
Come on.
So I had thought of that earlier.
Well, I hope all I could say is when you go home and you look in the mirror, okay, we need to face the fact that this was my idea.
Ooh. Well, I'm looking in the mirror.
I'm not even willing
right
to. You don't even have to pay me royalties for the idea. Just take it. I was put on earth to benefit mankind, and this idea is, I'm giving it to you.
Okay, well, that's very nice of you,
Bob.
Well,
you can't really give me my own idea. I think that's a cop-out.
All right, well, I think what Bob was saying is that he brought the idea up. You then, after the fact, said that you had the same idea in development.
Well, but before the fact, I had the idea already.
All right, well, let's go to John. John, yay or nay on SnapCap.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're pretty good. What do you think of SnapCap? Yay or nay on
the
idea?
I think it's pretty good.
All right.
Are you going to have exterior, metal snaps? Or
yes.
Why don't you go with an interior Velcro?
We just had a big fight with the Velcro. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would go with, you know how you're working out in the sun?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have a little flap in the back so your neck doesn't get burnt?
Yeah.
That would be a great idea.
Well, you can just
It's an easy stealable idea. You know, like I think the gentleman before said, hey, if you're not going to do it, he's going to do it or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's jump on it now and see what you can do.
Well,
because you know how any patent is, you know, anything, all you have to do is modify it and mm-hmm. it becomes a new thing. But I think a nice little flap in the back. So if you're working in the garden,
right,
you don't burn
protecting
the back
your
of your neck.
Back, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of women would love that. And, you know, just a short bill or it doesn't have to be a long bill in the front.
Right.
Anything like that. I mean, I know you said you had various sizes and you could put them in various shapes. I mean, you know, that kind of reminds me with the guy that used to have that little beanie with the umbrella on it. But
Yeah, right.
But you know what? The guy made a lot of money. What
yeah, this is mm-hmm. about money. Thanks, John. Thanks for that. So you're getting a lot of modifications here. A little Velcro,
yeah,
maybe a,
I'm getting a
flap
a lot
in the back.
Mm-hmm. These are all ideas that I'm pretty sure I mentioned at the top of the show. Hmm. So, you know, these are yays. They're supporting the ideas that I've come up with.
847 says, I have to vote no for Velcro. Hmm. I don't think that the guy has ever had his hair caught in Velcro. Terrible.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's why I thought of it and then decided against it.
Oh, okay. 312 wants to know, how about Star Wars snaps?
Star Wars, yeah. You know, we're thinking maybe some CP3P snaps. You know, that'll cost a little extra.
815. Go ahead.
No, it does cost. It turns out it does cost me a little bit to use CP3P. In a product.
Okay,
so,
well, there you go. That's pretty much all of your argument last week. Is
well,
a little bit of Google search would have figured
that out. I was in the right, but I just misunderstood what they were saying. So that was their. They should have enunciated.
Right. 815 says, makes me think of the purse you bought and then paid for covers with different designs to snap on.
Yeah.
It was a huge hit.
Yeah, huge hit. So I'm hearing a yay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 312-981-7200. 724 says, P.S., Steve is a genius, and P.S.S., this is Steve's brother. So that's
well,
good.
I don't have a brother, so
oh, okay, well.
That's, it's not my brother. Maybe it's Steve Bertrand's brother.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. One here, 724 says he wants two kits, and he gives his credit card number.
So perfect. Well, they're not for sale yet.
What are you talking about? I mean, what needs to happen for these to go to market?
Well, I need some pretty significant investment to. Right now, it's just sketches in a notebook on some Post-its. So we'll need to make them, and I haven't really started figuring out how that would happen.
Okay. 312-981-7200 is the number. Okay, what we're going to do is we'll take a quick break. We'll wrap it up. Mm-hmm. We'll come back, and I'll read all the colorful texts that have been coming in for SnapCap. It's the frying pan. Stay with us.
I looked in the frying pan. I sing a song.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. Shark Tank's Steve Gadlin is in the frying pan tonight. His idea, SnapCap, which is... Go ahead, Steve. Give us the elevator pitch here.
Yeah, it's a skull cap with snaps all around. Mm-hmm. So instead of having to buy four caps to wear in different configurations, you know, bill in the front, bill in the back, bill to one of the sides, mm-hmm. you buy one cap and several bills that can snap on in any configuration you like.
Okay, great.
Saves you a lot of money, a lot of time.
All right. Let's get to more the text that came in tonight. Some really good ones. Some pretty straightforward ones, mm-hmm. creative ones. 847 starts us off with sad and dumb. Sad and dumb.
Okay. Well, interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. One says, 630 says, so you don't need four caps. That's it.
Right. You just need one cap.
Right.
So that you can, you know, wear a bill in any configuration.
Right. 815 says, worst of the worst, the frying pan. 779 says, dumb, dumb, dumb. This guy's a riot.
Now, where is 779? Who's listening to this show?
This is a good one. For all of us, sleep is to rejuvenate mind and body and spirit. For some of us, it's to expand and reinvent imagination. You, sir, are not part of the last.
Okay.
I think that means that you don't rejuvenate and re-expand your imagination.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind when I lay my head on my pillow tonight.
708 says, I asked my cousin's horse, and the horse said, nay!
Well, that's not fair. You can, if we're only asking horses, it'll be all nays. That's what they say. That's what horses say.
Right. They don't go, yay!
Right.
219 says, you couldn't invent your way out of a wet paper bag.
Okay, well, that's your opinion, but I did win on Shark Tank. So.
Yeah, you did. That's right. That's right. This guy, 630, this guy's an insult to your listeners.
Okay.
That's really harsh.
Yeah.
You're not wearing,
Well, I think saying that is an insult to the listeners, so that's this person is the insult.
Mm-hmm. 320 says, what a whack job.
Okay.
847 says, hey, compared to this guy, I'm a genius.
Okay, so the scales are tipping. That's all.
Yeah.
I'll acknowledge that much. But I think it's, well, I'm sorry.
All right, here's one that I think hits close to home. 847 mm-hmm. says, you know what? He says that you sound skeptical. He's talking about me. So he said, mm-hmm. Steve says that you sound skeptical. But he doesn't admit how defensive he is. His biggest downfall is, and this is all caps, his attitude and his cockiness.
Well, this person texts weekly.
Yeah.
Don't they? I wish they'd call. I wish they'd call to have a real conversation about this with me, because I listen to these. Believe me, I listen to every episode of this 3 or 4 times between each taping. And I think I sound pretty intelligent. Mm-hmm. I think it's the callers that sound like they're missing the mark. So.
Right. Well, you're not going to endear yourself to the callers, you're going
to
say they're missing the mark. 312 says,
not all of them are all there.
I know, but that
a little dim.
I think you're just you're antagonizing them in a way that these are the people who are going to decide whether or not your product's good, and maybe they're getting emotional because you sometimes come off defensive and cocky.
But they're antagonizing me first, so. Oh. Yeah.
312 says, I just tuned in, but this guy seems like the kid who thought he was awesome because his parents told him he was. My limited knowledge says this idea is terrible. Can't knock the enthusiasm and the ideas, but come on, this is terrible.
Well, I'll tell you, where I got my confidence was the sports camp my parents sent me to, which was there were no balls. It was entirely pantomime. And we got to win every game, so
right,
I'm just carrying that through to life.
Yeah. 312 says this moron is brilliant. I think that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. They got my name wrong, but...
Yeah. Okay. 708 says, this is C-3PO, I'm suing you. That's good.
Well, once again, my device from last week used the droid CP3P, not C-3PO.
Oh, right. So. Right. 847 says, he sounds very boring. He better put some life in his voice when he meets with Mark Cuban again.
Well, you know, if you had watched my original Shark Tank video, I think you'll see I had quite a bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah, you did. 847 says, this is just so stupid. This guy has nothing. This guy never has anything good. So.
Okay, well, what do they do? That's what I'd like to know. How many inventions have they put on Shark Tank?
I mean, 847 says we're giving him constructive advice, not criticism.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting a lot of criticism.
Well, 773 says this guy is so hostile. Is this some sort of performance art?
You know, advice sounds like, hey, good job. here's something else you can add to it. And actually, we did get a lot of calls like that tonight. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these texters, that's where the criticism comes in. And I don't think there's really much room for criticism when I present ideas that are solid winners. Maybe if I were coming with zingers, you know, or ding-dong ideas, that might be more, right. I don't know.
312 says, if this guy was younger than 23 years old, this may make sense, but he sounds older.
Well, I am older than 23. Mm-hmm. Though to look at me, you wouldn't know it, because I've kept up.
And the final, you're fit. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. And the final one tonight, which is a astute comment, mm-hmm. is from 312, and it says, Donald Trump is a fan of Shark Tank. So there you go.
Okay. So. Well, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. I don't like to get political, but I'll lay that out right now. Not a big fan.
Okay, well, I think that it's hard to say. I think this started really well, and we really put a lot of pressure on the second half. You started the second half off by arguing and getting defensive and taking credit for everybody's ideas. That may have spiraled into more hate than usual on Twitter.
Did I mention the Bluetooth compatibility?
You did. Yeah, you did.
That's okay, just wanted to make sure I got that in.
Yeah, you got it in. So I would say that you're almost there. This one was pretty good. Maybe it's one that you can bring back, and maybe we could do like a new segment on the frying pan where we say, hey, it's time for the revised frying pan, and you come back with like a concept that you've done before.
Your listeners would be game for that.
I think they would. I think I'm telling you, Steve, I know that this comes across very negative, the segment, but this is by far the most interaction we have on the program, meaning on the download, there's 100 plus texts and calls. People call in. They do want to give you their thoughts on the piece. So
you know what? That is a good feeling. And I know it's like having hundreds of older brothers and sisters who are just looking out for my best interests. Right. But you got to know, the younger sibling doesn't always respond to that in the moment in the best way.
Right.
But as I lay down at night, I think of all these people and I love them for their advice. So
847 gives us the last parting wisdom tonight with the text. Hey, this guy is okay.
There you go.
Steve Gadlin.
I appreciate
from
that.
I want to draw a cat for you.com from Shark Tank. We will continue the frying pan next week. You're going to be here in studio. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm coming in. I got a good one for you.
All right. Great. Steve Gadlin. Thanks again, buddy.
Yeah, we'll talk soon.
And there
care.
You have it, the snap cap. Met to cheers from the WGN radio listeners as the greatest invention of all time, or something like that. Hey, thanks so much for listening. I hope you subscribe on whatever you listen to on, like, you know, in your podcast thing. And tell your friends. Tell your friends. You know, if you enjoy this, tell your friends. I would appreciate it if you could help spread the word. I know this is a thing I recorded years ago. Boy, these intros and outros sure take the life out of me, man. They're tough. That's a lot of work. I just want to know people are listening. Let's give a hello to Steve Delahoyd, because I know he's listening. And hey, I hope to catch you again next week with a whole new, old, terrible invention. Be well.